You're listening to SBS News.
The demand for mansions in Sydney is keeping the city in place as the strongest prime property market globally this year. And predictions from Knight Frank show the Sydney property market will share the top spot with London in 2022. Both locations are forecast to have prices rise 7% year on year based on worldwide research released this week. Delene Lewis is a real estate agent and says the Greater Sydney lockdown hasn't stopped the intense interest in homes located in the city's ritzy suburbs.
We had a property in Double Bay that we sold 10 months ago, and we just resold it now for nearly a $1.8 million profit.
Low interest rates and strong demand have been boosting Australian property prices. Michelle Shiselski from Knight Frank says wealthy populations tend to expand their property portfolios, and when lockdown orders are over, there is more time to spend at secondary homes.
So I guess, you know, having a lockdown in place is something that has certainly made people reconsider their options. You know, we know that looking abroad, you know, Italy, France, obviously some of the Asian nations, if that's their background, they tend to have a second home abroad.
Ms. Shiselski says with a limited ability to travel, Sydneysiders have had a rethink about their property choices.
Many are reconsidering the way that they're living, whether that's to upsize or, you know, finally make that downsize purchase because they've had more time on their hands. But I guess the other part of the equation is that when we're talking about this ultra-wealthy population, they tend to be expanding their portfolios, not necessarily trading in and out.
She says Chinese buyers are currently absent because of international border closures. Kalia Cordoni is a property stylist who is still busy with high-end clients preparing homes for sale.
The aesthetics obviously play a part in that and in ensuring that it sort of stands out in the marketplace to those buyers, to those, you know, purchasers, and obviously for our vendors to ensure that they are happy, that they are standing out in front of the rest of the people that they're in competition with. The likes of our vendors are people who are local at the moment, people who have probably spent the last year figuring out that they need a little bit more space or maybe a little less space and making that move.
She says property styling can showcase how a space functions and attract cashed-up buyers.
So there's a lot of competition that's obviously happening at the moment, which ensures that there's, you know, they're exceeding the prices that they are asking for because of the competition that's been created.
The research also shows after London and Sydney, Hong Kong and Miami are also expected to do well next year. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.